As you can see, we are going to be talking on sozo. But this Greek word sozo, this is the English transliteration or the way it would be written. It's not sozo, S-O-Z-O, the way it's written. There's actually a D in the middle of the O and Z. How would you like to have to read Greek this way? It's Greek to me. Amen. The next slide shows us some Hebrew. I'd like to have to read Hebrew in one of these two, right or left. The reason I want to put this up here has to do with the first part of this is yesh, which means saved or save, which we get Yeshua, which is Savior, or salvation. The Hebrew word for salvation is also pronounced yes, yesh, Yeshua. But Jesus is our Savior. So in Hebrew, it's yesh. In Greek, it's sozo. So we're going to talk on the Greek today a little bit. Sozo means to save out of the Greek. It's a verb, so it's an active word. The short definition is I save, I heal, I preserve, I rescue. It properly means to deliver out of danger and into safety. Principally used of God rescuing believers from penalty of power of sin and into his provisions. When we look at sozo, to understand it, how it's used, we're going to go through some scriptures here about sozo in its context. It means to be saved from certain death, to be healed, to be delivered, salvation, born again. But let's look at some of the words. Now, I want to say first off, I'm not a Greek or Hebrew scholar. I dabble just enough in it that I'm a willing student, learning as I go. So any Greek and Hebrew scholars that may be listening online, feel free to contact us at fgfellowship.org. I'd love to hear from you. I do enjoy doing word studies to see what the original languages tell us that the English words don't. As we start with salvation. I'm going to go through some scriptures on salvation. Okay. Matthew 1:21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." That's the Greek word sozo for save. And I underlined it here. So not only does it talk about Jesus being our Savior, call his name Jesus, which is Yeshua, which means Savior. But sozo is also used there for saving from sin. So sozo is used as salvation. Matthew 18:11 says, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." Again, used as the word save. Mark 16:16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not is condemned," or is damned, shall be damned. Acts 16:31 says, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." It's the same Greek word, sozo, for all these times that are talking about salvation, which, as we can see by the context, saved from your sins, delivered from the eternal penalty. Let's go and see how the same word is used in healing. Matthew 9:21. "For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." Remember the story? The woman with the issue of blood? That word whole is sozo. It's the same word. What was part of the curse? We were separated from God. Sickness and disease happened. Poverty from prosperity happened. And we were put into bondage to the enemy, right? That same word, Greek word sozo, is to redeem us from all of that. Let's look at another one on healing. Matthew 9:22. "But Jesus turned about," and this is the next verse, "but Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was whole, made whole from that hour. Sozo used twice there for the word whole. She was healed miraculously. Sozo is something that we need to understand, that God put it here in this word for a purpose. It does more than just save you from your sins and send you on your way. There is more life in that word. Luke 8:36 said, "They also which saw it told them by what means he had that was possessed by the devils was healed." Sozo. Luke 8:48. And he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." This is the same verse in another gospel from Matthew. And Luke 8:50. "But when Jesus heard it, he said to him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." So we know that sozo is for salvation. We know it's for healing. How about for being preserved? How many want to be preserved? There are people out there that cryogenically want to be preserved, but how about spiritually? That God will keep us, not just heal you out of it, but keep you. Matthew 16:25, "Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." That sozo word is to preserve, to keep it from going into some kind of an issue, some kind of a death. Mark 8:35. I'm going to get my glasses changed. I keep trying to add numbers in here. Mark 8:35. "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." These are all sozo, and it's to preserve you. It's to keep you from losing it. 2 Timothy 4:18. "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. Amen. I told you the little dream that I had last night and how that it was the enemy coming to try to steal, kill, and destroy and try to be the lion seeking whom he may devour. But in that dream, he had a leash on. The word of God right there says that he's got a leash on because the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. He can't touch because he's got a leash on. God put it there. How about deliverance? Anybody ever been delivered of anything? Amen? A bunch of hands raised. Luke 23:35 says, "And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself if he be Christ, the chosen of God." He's on the cross and they're trying to kick him, but he was delivered because they were asking, saying, can he deliver himself? He saved others. He delivered others. Can he deliver himself? We know on this side of the cross why he was there. Thank God he was there. They didn't know, but they were using the sozo word about, can he deliver himself? Acts 27:20 says, "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away." They'd lost all hope that they would be delivered from their situation. They were in the middle of a raging sea, hadn't seen the sun or the moon or the stars for days. But we know the rest of that story. They were delivered. They were delivered because of a word of knowledge that was given to them, or a word of wisdom that was given to Paul about what was going to happen. And it did. And they even told how many people were on the ship. And every one of them was saved and delivered from that destruction. Acts 27:31. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except they abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. You can't be delivered. He gave them that word that they had to stay or they would not all make it. And they did because they made them stay. How about Jude 23? And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. That's talking about a deliverance. If you go as a fireman, you go into a situation, you grab somebody, you get them out of there before they die, you're delivering them from sure and certain death. That's what the scripture is talking about here, is we're talking getting people out of their slide to hell, getting them out of certain eternal damnation, pulling them out, delivering them. Again, it's sozo. How about verses like these? Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Or what about Ephesians 2:8? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. We're going to plug in different words there. For by grace are ye healed. Because it's sozo. For by grace are you delivered. Because it's sozo. For by grace are you preserved. By grace are you saved. When we see that word sozo in the Greek, it can mean any of those. Any of those. Revelation 21:24 says, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Salvation, because they're going to be in the New Jerusalem, they're going to be in the millennial kingdom, wherever they're walking here, they're going to be walking in it after the tribulation. Salvation, they were delivered through it, they were healed. So what do you mean they were healed? Remember in heaven it says that the water that comes out from the throne of God, what's on either side of it? The trees of life. And what are we supposed to do? Take the leaves to the nations for healings? Sozo. They're healed through it. They're delivered. They're preserved. God keeps them. 1 Peter 4:18, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly rest? We've got to find out what's causing that on that. It's got to be in the receiver because it's not feedback now, or it's not even it's popping. There's got to be a short or something. Jim needing to wake up. Amen. So did I. And I'm teaching. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner be? Again, you can plug in healed. If the righteous scarcely be healed, if the righteous scarcely be delivered, if righteous scarcely be preserved. Jude 5 says, I will therefore put you in remembrance. Though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Sozo. After he saved them out of the land of Egypt. I want to take you back to Exodus in your mind. The Passover meal happened. The death angel came through Egypt. And many people died because they didn't believe. They didn't put the blood. They didn't stay in the house. They didn't do what God said. Egyptians didn't do it. The firstborn in many homes died. And the whole nation of Israel, which wasn't a nation yet, was thrust out the next day. And it said there were no infirm among them. They may have been sick before they had Passover. But not only did God deliver them out of Egypt, he also healed them all. When he sent them out, there wasn't any sick. I'm not making it up. Go check it out. It's the same thing. And that's where it's talking about here in Jude. Having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, having healed the people out of the land of Egypt, having delivered the people out of the land of Egypt, even preserved them out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. 2 Timothy 1:9, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Well, his grace was given before the world began. Yeah, because we read that before the foundations of the world were laid, Christ was already crucified. Just like Abraham raised the knife and considered his son already dead, and God stopped him and replaced with the other sacrifice. In the same manner, Christ, before the foundation of the world, before he said, light be, before he breathed into man, Christ already said, I'll go. And I'll pay the price, knowing that he breathed into Adam that breath of life, that same being, one of his descendants, was going to be putting nails in his hand, making him come. That's what sozo does. That's what great, what salvation is. Even before the need for salvation, he still poured out the grace. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Same word. Delivered, preserved, healed, saved. Because it's with the mouth that you make confession, but it's out of the heart that you believe. Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You need healing today? Call on him. You need to be delivered? Call on him. You're having troubles, you feel like you're going down with the ship? Call on him. I can't read this next slide on my page, so I'm going to come over here. First of all, to understand sozo, don't go in. Thank you. To understand sozo, it's a three-part salvation plan. You get the first stage, which is you receive God's unmerited gift and favor. So the gospel is preached. You receive it. Once you receive it, the Holy Spirit seals you and indwells within you. Okay? And Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace have you been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So this is the sozo, healing, because we're not under the curse anymore. Salvation from sin, because we're saved. Delivered, anything that we had going on in our lives. Some people have to be delivered from demons. Other people have to be delivered from any kind of things that they're addicted to. Even a mindset. Preserved, kept. If you take a brand new baby straight out of the hospital and you set them down and said, food's in the fridge, water's over there in the sink, cups are up there, I'm going over to visit family. You take care of yourself. That'd be stupid, wouldn't it? But see, when we get saved, we're a brand new babe in Christ. So even in that, God is preserving us and that he's keeping us as those children, those brand new babes in Christ, while we learn to grow. And it's still sozo. It's still growing in grace. It's still keeping us. Then the second stage is a lifelong process of sanctification. We know justification is just as if you've never sinned. That's the salvation process. Sanctification is setting apart. We set this building apart, sanctified it to be a place to worship and serve God, to have services, to perform services for God's presence to meet us here. And so we have a lifelong sanctification process, which Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's the preserving portion of sozo, keeping us. And then at some point, Christ will come back and remove the church from this world, those that alive and remain. The word tells us that. Many of us, if the Lord tarries, will go by the way of the grave. But those who are still here, Christ removes the church. And at that point, we meet the third stage, which is the mortal body changed to immortal at Christ's return. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and mortality must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15, 50-55. If you'll notice, the Spirit is made new in the first stage because we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. The washing of the water, the Word, as we're in the Word, we're working on getting our soul in line, our will, our mind, our intellect. We're working on the sanctification process. Again, it's still sozo. The body finally gets glorified when we all rise. And so our spirit, soul, and body are saved, healed, delivered, and preserved through sozo. Amen? Okay. I have handouts that I'm going to give that has the scriptures we talked about, so you can go over them at home. At this point, we're going to go ahead and close because we've got another set of meetings we have to go out of town to get to. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that this word, though it was just a teaching today, I ask that it go deep within us, that it starts springing up fruit, that all of us have a harvest within us, that we understand what you did at salvation, how you've kept us, how you want to heal us and deliver us and set us free. And Lord, I thank you that your word is so rich that there's so many more meanings sometimes than we just look at on the surface. And I pray that everybody mix this word today with faith. The word not be stolen. The enemy cannot take it. He's been shackled. He's been leashed. And we thank you for that. And in Jesus' name, I pray peace and safety over everyone as we go our separate ways today. In Jesus' name.